Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. We're here today on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios here with Caleb and John. Learn all about them at CalebandJohn.com. Guys, thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me.
Now look, Caleb, I'm going to start with you. Where are you from? What's home for you?
Yeah, so I'm from Rhode Island originally.
Okay.
Yeah, I was born there, spent part of my childhood in Missouri, but then moved back to Rhode Island for my teen years as well. So I'm a New Englander at heart. I try to get back whenever I can, especially if I have like shows up there or something. It's always just helpful to, you know, like get up there and see my brother's still up there. But I moved down to Nashville in 2014 to go to college at Belmont University. But you should go to Visible Music College.
That's right.
And then just been in Nashville ever since.
Dig it. And so I read you're a pastor, son. Yeah.
That's true, man. Yeah. I'm a pastor's kid. So my dad has been in ministry just ever since I've been alive. We planted a church in Rhode Island when I was in high school. That's why we moved back, up there. So man, I like to say I was born and raised in a church, except I wasn't born in a church. I was born in a hospital. Just grew up on Christian music, and I've known since I was 12 years old that I wanted to do Christian music, just as a calling, as a ministry. And so just the Lord's been very, very gracious in allowing that to happen.
Yeah, I'm a pastor's son too, man, so we have some common ground here.
Yes, sir.
Not the Rhode Island thing, but you do have that with Taylor Swift. You and T Swift are a couple of Rhode Islanders, so
She lives in my town. She lives in my hometown of Westerly, Rhode Island. And I was there when she moved in. Not at the house, but
I was hiding in the kitchen.
Yeah, $18 million on a beach mansion. And if you know anything about my hometown of Watch Hill, Rhode Island, it's the perfect location. Great house. I was 16 when she moved there, and she came into the grocery store that I was working at a couple times.
Isn't that wild? Holy cow. You guys are basically best friends, man. That's what I'm hearing right now. And so, all right. So you're Rhode Island. You made your way to Nashville. John, let me flip over to you. What's home for you?
Yep. So Rochester, New York is where I was born. I was there for 10 or 11 years. And then my family moved down to Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is just under Nashville. But yeah, I'm trying to think, we just played a show up in Rochester maybe like a month ago now.
Yeah,
we're on tour with Micah Tyler, and we got to play a show up there, and I had a bunch of family come in. It was great.
Dig it, man. All right, so you're both northern guys, New York and Rock. Of course, I guess John, you're kind of a Middle Tennessee guy at this point in your life. So I'm reading up on you guys, and you kind of came together from these really unique, different paths. Caleb, you're a classically trained musician.
I am. Yeah.
All right, so what got you into music to begin with, to take you down that road?
Yeah. So it was while we were in Missouri, my mom just heard me singing around the house, and she thought, it's like, oh, he's got maybe some potential there. And so she put me in a children's choir, and I was like, mom, I don't want to do that. She's like, just try it. You'll love it. And I fell in love with singing, like just from the first day, and like with just being with a bunch of voices. And I was like, all right, let's do this. Let's make it happen. So I did that, learned how to read sheet music, started playing violin later. My mom plays violin. She taught me, and onto piano from there. Everything was classical up until I was 15 years old, and my family planted our church, and they needed a worship leader. And so my dad was like, hey, you're the worship leader, figure it out. And I was like, all right, let's do it.
The number of stories when I interview people on this show that it's usually not dad, but the number of stories that begin with like, yeah, we just needed somebody. And the youth person was like, and it's you and you're the person now. And it's always like, I don't know if I want to do this. Like, yeah. Yeah, I know, but you're going to do it. And then like the rest of the system. All right. So, John, let me flip back over to you for a second. Now, you came a little different direction, not so much classically trained, but YouTube trained. Is that true?
This is very true. Yeah. I think when I was 15 years old, I had this old guitar. I think it's like one of those first act guitars.
Yeah. From Walmart,
and it had 3 strings on it. And I thought, you know what? I've always wanted to learn. There's no better time than the present. So I went to a guitar shop and I bought a full set of strings. I looked up how to, you know, replace strings and I tuned it up. And then I just started watching like live performances. I'd watch Ed Sheeran and John Mayer and I would kind of like look and see how they would put their fingers and how they were strumming and stuff. And I mean, especially I was big into like finger picking back then. So I got into that stuff and then it just, I fell in love with it. So it took me.
It's incredible just to hear both your stories and then to know like you're a duo now. And it's like, what a wild thing. Different. Yeah, man. Well, John, I want to go back for 1 second. I didn't forget this as I was reading. You're the only son with, and you have 5 sisters.
And a dog.
What kind of dog? What kind of dog was?
Yeah, it's a, yeah, my, oh man. I think King Cavalier mixed with a Cocker Spaniel.
Mine.
It just looks like a little rat. But
where do you fall in the siblings? Where are you in the order?
I'm second oldest, so the two youngest are in high school. It's kind of a weird place. The two youngest are in high school right now, and I'm in this weird spot where, you know, the boys are a thing and I'm more protective than so it's weird.
That's wild, man. Yeah, when I read that, I was like, 5 sisters, my, and he's still alive.
I'm here.
That's why you're on YouTube all the time. You're just hiding out. You're just hiding out.
An escape.
I was an orphan, defined by mistakes. Thought I was forsaken, that you gave up the chase. I went to the reaches to try and ease the ache. Turned my back on the one who kept calling my name. He kept calling my name. Didn't matter where I was at. You just kept calling me back to the table, back to my home, back to my father. My soul is remade, but even the ransom can fall on the face. When I'm drowning in questions, when I've lost the path, your love is the answer. As you're calling me back, back to the table, back to my home, back to my father. Doesn't matter all the times where I've been in over my head. I'm never too far gone where your arms cannot pull me back again. Who never lets go. Whatever I'm facing, I know.
times can you hear the same lie before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me, swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was, now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't wanna listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am truly so much noise living rent free in my head. Heaven finds me in a still small voice and it sounds like grace instead. You remind me who I am when I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't wanna listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am truly.
Man, again, we're here with Caleb and John. Learn all about them at calebandjohn.com here from the Visible Music College Studios. Well, let's go through you guys' stories that brought you together a little bit. And I don't care which one of you jumps in here. How did you guys go from kind of these completely different backgrounds to here we are today, hearing all about Caleb and John every time I turn on the radio?
Yeah, I mean, well, I'll jump in for this. I mean, so we were both trying to do the solo artist thing for a while. Like I was putting out some music as a solo artist and just kind of, you know, we're both in Nashville trying to, you know, make it happen or whatever. And see what this might look like. And a mutual friend hit me up and was like, hey, I don't know if you'd ever want to be a part of like something with somebody else, but like, I've got my friend John here. I think that you guys actually might fit really well for whatever reason. I think it was a God thing. Well, I know it was a God thing, but just kind of this God connection where it's like, hey, I think you guys would fit really well together. And so we met up on actually tax day of last year, April 15th was when we met for the first time. And we hit it off like as friends, like right off the bat. And so we're like, well, let's see if we can make this actually work musically. Cause again, you know, we talked a little bit about what our influences are and they're very different. And I was like, well, I mean, let's give it a shot. So we locked ourselves in my studio for 2 days and 16 hours over those 2 days, couple of 8-hour days. And And first day, we're like, I don't know, maybe, not sure, not 100% sure. It's not on a personal level, just like style-wise. We weren't sure how to reconcile it. And then day two, we just kind of hit the slipstream. We're like, oh, man, we're actually locking in really well. And so then we're like, all right, let's make it a thing.
I love it. Hey, where was the first meeting at? When you guys met on the first time, where was that?
Huffy Muffin in Brentwood, Tennessee.
I knew. We're going to hit him up. I'm calling him. Hey, you just got a mention behind the Taste podcast.
We on April 15th, we celebrated our 1 year duoversary, is what we call it. We got each other Puffy Muffin. I got John a Puffy Muffin mug. He got me a hat.
Here's what we're gonna do. It's November 2023 for anniversary number two. We're gonna go to the Puffy Muffin, and we are going to do. We're gonna play some songs, and we're gonna document it, and we're gonna threaten them if they don't sponsor you guys. Anyway, all right, put a pin on it. And if I can afford to get to Nashville after I pay my taxes, then Puffy Muffin on me. It would be make a great deal out of it.
That sounds so good.
Sponsored by Visible Music College.
That's right. See, it all works out. It all works out.
Single day of darkness, holding out for morning light. There's a river that delivers me to freedom, and the current of his mercy brings restoration. If my wounds could tell one story, let it be a testimony that you don't leave me. Yeah.
I want to dance like David. I want a faith like Paul. I want to sing like Silas tearing down the prison walls. I want to face that fire. It won't burn me though. God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I want to walk like Moses right through the waves. One day I'll see that promised land no longer slaves. Though the fear is talking, no, it can't take out my faith. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the mountain moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. I praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. Hey, that's who I praise. That's who I praise. I want a gift like Mary. I want to break my vase. I want to sleep like Daniel, even in a lion's cave. I'm going to get that promise, just like Jericho. Yeah, I know what I'll make it for. I'm going to praise. I'm going to praise. I praise the mountain. Like Jesus, that kind of grace. I want to live like I've got no more precious time to waste. I'm gonna give him glory with all my things, cause there's no greater, stronger, higher name, and that's who I praise.
I let love in my soul. Started listening to the choir sing. When I let down all my pride, was the death that saved my life. And that's how I know the darkest night's still in with the sunrise. Cause love's got a way of bringing healing to a heart in pain, making beauty from the ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting old lies to shame. Sisters and brothers, the mountain looks too great, but love's got a way. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. The truth of its nature is always give and never take. It flows with that freedom, surrendering itself away. Carves canyons through the stone, tells the rivers to run home. And that's how I know